Well, the Opus Gala is a big fundraising event. It's one of the biggest fundraising events we do in Bryan College Station. And it's for the purpose of raising funds for MSC Opus. And that's the organization on the A&M campus that brings all the great Broadway shows and cultural events to Texas A&M. I think a lot of people take for granted that we have the kind of events and attractions that we have locally, especially the kind of cultural events. And that's all thanks to MSC Opus. They've been doing that for a lot of years. And so this event, the Opus Gala, that we have annually in January, is to raise money that supports MSC Opus and the student involvement in that organization.
Talk to me a little bit more about the theme this year and where it came from.
Well, every year we try to do a different theme. They've done a James Bond theme in the past. Last year was the Wizard of Oz theme, and the whole room, the whole Expo Center is transformed, you know, to accompany that theme. This year, my wife and I are co-chairing this event with Chris and Sandy Lampo of Christopher's World Grill, and Chris and I started talking about it, and we love to brainstorm together, and the more whimsical and the fancier and frillier, the better, especially for an event like this. And so last year, right after last year's event, Chris and I settled on doing this Cirque du Soleil theme because of the whimsy and just how much fun it was and the opportunity to do something French and a lot of our auction packages and the food and just the whole decor of the evening is all kind of centered on that French theme. And it's just a little something different and something that people don't see around here very often, and we thought it would be fun.
Okay, and are there tickets still available?
There are tickets and table sponsorships still available. Last year we sold out, and so we tried to expand and make a little more room this year to accommodate everyone, but it's a really big event. Last year we had 800 people there, and the more people that come, the more fun it is. The Expo Center is a great facility for being able to hold all those people. The band is excellent. We're using the same band that we had last year. It's a band called Emerald City, which was ideal for our Wizard of Oz theme last year, but everybody just loved that band so much and had the best time that we decided to bring them back. Anyway, it'll be a really big evening. It is a black tie event. And it's just a fun time for everybody to put on their finery and come out and enjoy really great food and a really great band. And I have to tell you about some of the auction packages because that's a big component of the fundraising evening. One thing we do is that we let people buy raffle tickets, and David and Julia Gardner, David Gardner's Jewelers, have been very generous to donate a Rolex watch and then a Marco Bichigo necklace, gold and diamond necklace. And people can, for $50, buy a raffle ticket all through the evening. They can actually buy those now before the event. But there's, you know, somewhat limited number of those tickets, and then we'll draw for those two items that night. But the live auction packages that we do, Art King will be our auctioneer, and a lot of local folks know Art. He does a really great job. And we're auctioning off a vacation package to France, stay at a 16th century manor house for a week, plus an overnight stay in Paris, and an airline voucher. It's a really nice package. We're auctioning off a green room experience, a trip to Los Angeles to the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, and not just tickets to the show, but tickets to be in the green room, which is where all the guests wait before they come on. And that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance for somebody, I think, to be able to do that. We're auctioning off a Lady Aggies championship team basketball package where you get to be coach for a day, and Dave South records the voicemail greeting on your cell phone, and you get tickets to another game. You get a basketball signed by the 2011 Lady Aggies national championship team. And anyway, just some really fun things like that. We have a Caribbean cruise. We have a Mediterranean cruise that we're auctioning off. We have a golf package through Traditions Club, and we have a stay at the end of Dos Brisas, which is one of the few five-star resorts in Texas nearby Brenham. So anyway, lots of fun things for people to bid on and people to do at the event. And Christopher's World Grill will be doing the food for the event. And, you know, for Bryan College Station folks, we don't get a lot of chance to eat French cuisine around here, and Chris does it very well. So
okay, great. So lots of fun things, and you said a few surprises that y'all are keeping under wraps too.
Well, yeah, just in terms of the attractions and the decor, and we think people will be wowed when they come in.
Okay, great. And for someone who is interested in purchasing tickets, where can they find more information or buy tickets?
They could just email us through our website, which is opusgala.com, opusgala.com, and we'll send them an invitation packet that's got the RSVP card in there and the pricing information. We can send them a table sponsorship packet if they would want to bring their company and, you know, purchase a whole table of 10 for their company. We can send them that, and like I said, we could still squeeze a few more people in, and we would love to do that.
Okay, great. And just one more time, give me dates, times, and locations.
The Opus Gala will be Saturday, January 28th. It's the last Saturday of January, and it starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. It'll go to 11:30 in the evening, and it's at the Brazos County Expo Center out on Leonard Road in Bryan. That's really the only facility around here big enough to accommodate this event, and we're looking forward to transforming that facility again into this French Cirque du Soleil kind of theme. It also times out really nicely because Cirque du Soleil is actually coming to Bryan College Station this spring. They'll be at Reed Arena.
Oh, cool. I did not know that. That's very exciting.
Yeah, they're bringing their show Dragon
okay.
to Reed Arena, and so we're working on getting some tickets to give away to that event as well at the Opus Gala.
Okay, great. Well, Mark, is there anything that I missed? Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, you've heard me just ramble on and on about it. It's such a fun event, and it's been so much fun to plan it. Opus Encore is the support organization for Opus and that raises funds, and it's been so much fun to work with them and to plan this event that I literally can just talk about it for, you know, on and on and on because there's so many different components to it, and it's a neat way that all the community comes together. You should see all the people involved in this that plan it. We just have a ton of committees and people that work really hard to just make a great, great party for a really great cause.